Well, we've got some kind of a ball game cooking on the front burner out here at Colt Stadium tonight, and we're about ready for the seventh inning, and I know ready for the microphone again. Here is Gene Elston.
Lead batter here for the Philadelphia Phillies in the top half of the seventh inning will be that very tough Wes Covington. He'll be followed by Don Demeter and Clay Dalrymple. Well, a big blast by Howie Goss with two men on has put the 45s into a 4-1 lead after a solo home run by Carl Warwick in the first inning put them out in front 1-0, only to have the Phillies tied up in the fifth. Ryan Duren is still warming up down the right field line for the Phillies, a big right-hander. Here's Covington. He has been up twice without a hit. Bats left-handed. Houston 4, Philadelphia 1. Outfield is deep and around the right side. Here's the windup and the pitch by Nottebohr. He tried to drag one, and he's in there for a strike one. Covington pulled out of the batter's box and tried to push it toward first, and it's in there for a strike. Demeter waiting off the right side. He'll be up next. Wind has shifted a bit. It seems to be blowing more directly out toward center field now. Nobody out, nobody on base. Nottebohr takes his time now as he checks the sign with John Bateman. Here's the windup and the pitch in by Nottebohr. There's a foul back up into the seats over the screen, and the count goes to two strikes. 0-2 now on Covington, a left-handed batter. Well, all the activity in the American League is over tonight. And when the smoke cleared, the Chicago White Sox backed right back into first place. They were idle. They were rained out at Baltimore tonight, but they lead the American League again. The Red Sox were defeated. Two strikes. Covington waits now as Nottebohr gets all set to work again. Here's the windup by the Houston right-hander in the pitch-in, and Covington takes it low and outside. It's one ball, two strikes. Kansas City broke a five-game winning streak for the Red Sox tonight and won the game 2-0, a three-hit shutout by Ted Bosefield. New York beat Los Angeles 4-3, and Minnesota won over Cleveland 11-4. Detroit-Washington postponed out of their doubleheader, and Chicago-Baltimore rained out. That's it for the American League. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Covington lines a foul well down the right side, and the count holds at 1-2. So Chicago leads the American League now by a half a game over Boston, Baltimore and New York, and Kansas City. Those three clubs are only a game out. Cleveland 3.5, Los Angeles 5.5, Detroit 7. Minnesota has moved out of the basement, and Washington has plummeted into the cellar. They're eight games out. One ball and two strikes on Covington. Lead batter, top of the seventh. Colt 45s lead 4-1. Don's ready again now. Here's the windup in the pitch. Slow pitch, swung on and missed. He struck him out. Well, that's the seventh strikeout for Nottebohr. This is the most batters that Nottebohr has struck out in any single game so far this year. He struck out five in two previous games, but now he's rolled up seven. That will bring up the first baseman, Don Demeter. Nottebohr has not allowed a hit tonight as we play ball here in the seventh inning. Only runners to get on off him, a walk to Bobby Wine in the third, an error on Demeter's ground ball in the fifth, and a walk to Tony Taylor in the sixth inning. Here's Demeter, right-handed batter. Slow curveball, fouled, back up into the seat. Strike one. One strike on Demeter. Phillies batting, one out, top of the seventh. Nottebohr now has struck out seven batters and walked two. Following Demeter here will be the catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Demeter steps out. He has a few words here with Ed Vargo. Mets batted in the top of the first at San Francisco and failed to score. Then the fog rolled in, and time has been called at Candlestick now. Too much fog out there to play ball. Here's the pitch in now. Demeter hits a line foul into the lower seats off the left side, and the count goes to two strikes. One out and nobody on base. Nottebohr roughs up that ball out there now. Looks in to get a sign from John Bateman. Outfield is deep for Demeter. And they're pulled around the left side. Here's the pitch. Change-up curve that's over but low. And it's one ball and two strikes. 1-2 now. Howie Goss shaded to left center field. Wind seems to be shifting around now. We have a variable wind blowing to center, then blowing out toward left field. There's a fly ball back in the left center field. Howie Goss will handle it without any trouble. He moves back on it. He's got it. and two men are away. So Demeter flies to center, two down, and that will bring up the catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Dalrymple has been up once officially when he flied to right field, and he sacrificed in the fifth. So Nottebohr now has pitched six and two-third innings of no-hit ball here tonight against the Philadelphia Phillies. And here is Dalrymple, a left-handed batter. They deepen up and play around the right side. This is a tough ball club to pitch against. They have some real fine hitters. Here's the pitch now. Dalrymple takes it low and outside of ball. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Two outs and nobody on base. Don Nottebohr goes into his windup again. Here's the pitch. And now slow curveball. Swing and a miss. That was a beauty. Got that one in around the letters on him. And it's one ball and one strike. Well, don't forget tomorrow afternoon, 1:30 game time against the Phillies will be the wrap-up of this three-game set. Tomorrow afternoon is family day. All children 16 or under will be admitted free to the general admission section when accompanied by a parent. Fastball, it's inside. Ball two and strike one. Of course, the children may enjoy a $1 reduction on all box and reserve seats tomorrow. That will be family day, 1:30 tomorrow. Game on Sunday against the Pirates will get underway at 2:30. Ryan Duren still in the bullpen for the Phillies down the right side. Low and inside. Ball three. So Dalrymple gets out in front of Nottebohr now. 3-1. Don has not been behind many batters tonight. However, he has walked two. He put Wine on in the third and walked Tony Taylor in the sixth. Should Dalrymple get on here, Don Hoke will be up next. Don's ready again now. Ball three and strike one. Here's the pitch in. Curveball. He lost him. Inside at the knees. Ball four. So there's the third base on balls that Nottebohr has allowed. And here's the third baseman, Don Hoke, who has been up once officially when he was called out on strikes. Now, he's not going to bat. Roy Sievers is coming in to bat for him. So Hoke is being lifted here for a pinch batter, and Roy Sievers is coming on to bat. Sievers, a right-handed batter, is hitting 277. He has eight runs batted in. The manager, Gene Mock, is making an early move here in the seventh inning. He is pinch batting for the seventh man in his order, Don Hoke. Hoke came on tonight with a batting average of 198. Struck out in the third inning, hit a sacrifice fly ball in the fifth that drove in the only run so far for the Phillies tonight. There are two men out, and Clay Dalrymple is on first with the base on balls. Here's the first pitch into Sievers, and he takes a strike on the inside corner at the knees. Now in the bullpen down the left field line, left-hander Hal Wudashik is just up off the bench and starting to warm up. Runnels playing back off the bag at first. Dalrymple takes his lead off. Here's the pitch by Nottebohr. Sievers fouls one on the ground back to the screen. And he gets out in front of the pinch batter. Strike two. Roy Sievers hitting 277. Nottebohr gets a new baseball now. They're playing Sievers just about straight away. They're deep all the way around for him. Sievers, a long ball hitter. There's a bullpen ball that's loose, and time is called by the plate umpire, Ed Bargo, as it rolls in behind the plate. That was thrown down the right side by Ryan Duren, who's cranking up down there for the Phillies. Two strikes on Roy Sievers, a pinch batter. Nottebohr checks Dalrymple on first base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul. Back into the screen. The count holds at two strikes. Both bullpens are busy now. Houston leading here 4-1, top of the seventh with two outs and a man on. All four of Houston's runs tonight accounted for by the long ball, home run by Carl Warwick with nobody on, and a three-run home run by Howie Goss. Here's the stretch, the pitch. There's a fly ball center field. Howie Goss is ranging back for it. He's there, and he has it to retire the side. So Nottebohr has a no-hitter after seven innings. As Sievers flies to center field, no runs, no hits, no errors, one man left on. We move now to the bottom half of the seventh inning with a score, Houston 4, Philadelphia 1.